Joseph, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, the mood, the tone around the office must be good after the scores came in regarding MEEP in Michigan schools.
That's accurate.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the numbers. First of all, I guess the most shining thing that I could gather is that the math scores were up significantly around the state.
Yeah, that's exciting. We continue to see just over the last 6 years a trend of improvement across the state in math.
Why do you think we saw such improvement not only in math but in the scores in general?
Well, I think that we've had the grade level content expectations. This is really what we expect the teachers to teach and students to know how to do. We've had those in place now for 6 years, and teachers are becoming more familiar with it. The educators are just doing their job.
And I think what people have to realize, too, Joseph, is when those expectations are increased, we're not going to see the improvement in 6 months, in a year. It takes a little time.
Right. It takes a while for all of that to become just an integral part of the system.
Well, from what I gathered from the report also is that reading and writing still need some work.
Yeah, the writing scores, if you look at the six-year trend on reading scores, we are still seeing an improvement over time. It's not as fast as we would like to see it, not as fast and not as high as it is in mathematics. But still, I think the story with reading is we continue to see a trend of improvement. We need to increase that trend. And in writing, we've already essentially set the cut scores in writing to represent being on track for college and career readiness. Because it was a new writing test this year, so we just took that opportunity. So that's one of the reasons you see the scores in writing being quite a bit lower.
Do you think that there has been too much emphasis put on math and maybe not enough in reading and writing in other areas?
Well, I think one of the answer to that really is where there is accountability, there tends to be more effort. I think that's just a truism. And we've had accountability focused on reading and math. Again, we have seen those trends of improvement in both of those, faster, of course, in mathematics than in reading. But that's actually one of the reasons that we're developing a new accreditation system for schools that takes into account all of the scores, reading, writing, math, science, and social studies, because we think we don't need to shine a light just on the reading and math. We think we need to do that across the board.
What can be done to help students not only improve reading and writing scores, but other scores also?
Well, I think a lot of people get concerned about teaching to the test. I think that is actually what we want people to do in terms of teaching to what is on the test, because we cover everything that we're supposed to be teaching on the test. We cover all of the grade level content expectations, and if you teach the content expectations, focus really heavily on those content expectations, the kids are going to do well.
Was there any disappointments that the state saw?
Yeah, we did see a decrease in social studies. We've seen a decrease over the last 6 years in student social studies scores, and we think that can really be improved.
Do you think, and I guess I'm asking from the perspective of the Board of Education here in the state of Michigan, do you think we need to spend more time in the classroom?
I think it couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt to have more time spent really teaching those content expectations because we know that when they are taught, students just tend to do better.
Is there any program or any effort to make this happen?
I am not aware of anything, and I think I probably not to say anything more since I'm not aware.
All right, so before I let you go, and we're talking with Joseph Martineau from the Michigan Department of Education on student and math and reading scores, they've all risen. Now, the reading and writing still have been a little bit sluggish, but there was a slight improvement shown there. We're talking about the MEEP test scores from K through 8. What's next on the horizon? What are you going to be looking at to chart the growth of our students?
Well, the next thing on the horizon is in reading, science, math, and social studies, the cut scores, or the score that counts as being proficient on the MEEP test, is actually going to rise. It currently represents the basic skills needed to lead you to be able to be successful in an old manufacturing job, one that may not have required an awful lot of skills. Those jobs are pretty much gone. And so we're looking at those cut scores really representing being on track to achieving college and career readiness. I think that's the real improvement. We will see those proficiency rates take a dip next year, but we're confident that Michigan educators are going to be able to rise to the challenge, and student growth will continue, and they'll be able to meet those higher expectations.
There are some who say that the MEEP testing is not accurate and also does not take into account poorer school districts, students who have more academic challenges. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I think the MEEP tests, we do have evidence that they're valid and reliable. I think the most important thing that we do to particularly shine a light on where students are struggling academically is we do have the measures of growth over time. So one of the things that we do know is that students' growth over time is not connected with whether they're poor, whether they're in the minority, any of those things. In fact, we see equal amounts of growth across both sets of students. So that's encouraging. We know that students who are poor, who are doing a little poorly right now, can make the kinds of growth that would help them catch up over 2 to 3 years. So we think that's exciting. We think that's a really promising aspect of the data that we see.
And these MEEP test scores are posted online?
Yes, they are posted online.
And what's that website?
It's www.michigan.gov/OEAA.
Joseph Martinaw is with the Michigan Department of Education. Joseph, thanks so much for your time.
You bet. Thank you.